As we gather here today, it wouldn't surprise me if some of you might be a little perplexed by John the Baptist in this gospel. And the perplexion comes from the reality of, Father, wasn't John the Baptist that confidently said, "Behold the Lamb of God," at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry? Didn't he baptize Jesus? Isn't he the one who leapt in the womb with joy in Elizabeth? So why now does it sound like John the Baptist is doubting who Jesus is by sending his followers to ask Jesus the questions that they do? And I'll be honest with you. When I was praying with this, I wrote this homily not based on any scripture commentaries or anything like that. It was just my lived prayerful experience this week. For whatever reason this year, the Lord kind of put something in my heart that I wanted to share. As I was praying, I placed myself in the shoes of John the Baptist. And I thought, what would John be feeling in that moment? He would have felt the excitement and the zeal of everything I just mentioned to you. He trusted that God not only called him, but called him to be the messenger for the Messiah that was to come. And what did it gain for John? He was imprisoned in shackles. His understanding of sunrise might have been by taking just one of our ceiling windows, and he could just see by the change of light when it was the beginning of the day and the end. He knew that his time on this earth was short, and it was just a matter of time that the powers that imprisoned him would get bored of him and put him to death. And maybe it's a sign of a weakness of my faith, but as I was trying to imagine myself in John the Baptist's shoes, I didn't feel a need to think less of him or blame him if in those shackles he had a moment of, to his followers, "Could you just go and check with him just to make sure?" With everything I've done, with what, could you just ask him, please? I wouldn't think any less of John the Baptist if he had a moment of, I wouldn't call it doubt, but a moment of, please reaffirm me in my ministry and in my mission. And I think that's a good starting point for, what does Gaudete Sunday mean? Yes, it means you all get to make fun of, "Look great in pink, Father," and see me go, yes, that's part of it. But more importantly, when we feel that we're in spiritual shackles, when we feel within our heart that we're going through spiritual blindness, that we might think that our lives of faith feel a bit weakened and lame and crippled, that we struggle to hear the voice of Christ within our life. Dare I even say that maybe our hearts at times feel a bit dead and impoverished? That it's okay to reach out to Christ and ask him, "Could you just remind me of who you are?" And that answer comes quickly. "If you experience darkness," says the Lord, "I will allow you to see again. If you feel that your walk of faith has somewhat become crippled, I will strengthen your spiritual feet to get you back on the track of faith. If you feel that you are somewhat wounded and hurt, I will bring you healing," says the Lord. "If you struggle to hear my voice," says Christ, "I will bless you with hearing once again. And if your soul feels drooping, I will raise it up. I will be your Messiah. I will be your joy. I will, says Jesus Christ, be your hope. We're at a time of the year when the days are growing shorter and the nights are growing longer. We were all greeted with the boom of our first normal winter in December. Aren't y'all happy we're finally having a normal December winter? In an odd way, that can be a powerful metaphor for us of the reality of what our hearts can endure when hope becomes hard to find, when our spiritual days become short and the nights become longer. But the beauty is, as we transition now to prepare for Christmas, we know that at Christmas the days are getting longer again. The light is overtaking the darkness. Spring is around the corner. New life comes from what would seem to be at first to be death. We enjoy the warmth of summer once again. The rhythms of our natural world can become a metaphor for us to remind us that with every sunset, there is a sunrise. With every time of cold, warmth returns. When time of death and dormancy set in, it can at times be the seeds of new life waiting to sprout. So on this third week of Advent, on this Gaudete Sunday, I would ask you to take an inventory on your heart of joy. Are you filled with joy and zeal? If you are, nurture it, thank God for it, and praise the Lord that the Lord has blessed you with great joy. Do you feel that maybe your sight is failing you spiritually? Maybe it's hard to hear the voice of Christ within your life. Maybe there's a droopiness of your soul. If that's the case, trust Jesus' words today on this Gaudete Sunday that joy and hope will return to your life. He will help you see his love again. He will help you hear his voice again. He will lift up your aching hearts and your souls to taste the love of Christ again. If the first coming of Christmas brought joy to the world, why would his second coming not bring joy to the world? Pray with that this week. And let us start to pray that our parish and our world can truly experience the most blessed of Christmas times, so that we can truly be a people and world of joy and hope as we reflect upon the source of that joy, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.